Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
It's Nightlight, hour two.
You're wearing a cup right now, dude.
Why not?
I don't.
What do you have to lose?
You got to be safe. You never know when a golf ball's going to come at you, or, you know, you kick something, or a cat jumps at you. You got to be safe.
Don't take chances, friend.
Don't take chances.
I'm not that guy.
Don't take chances
stuff,
ever.
No way. And, you know. I'm like, hey, that's the voice of Frank Hermans who joins me in the studio. You know him.
I do.
He's a good guy.
You know
like
what?
Him.
He's okay. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right.
Frank,
he's
let's read guy. These. Hey, Frank,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Conrad.
Yeah.
Let's have Frank read your mom's text, and I'll read your dad's text.
Sounds good. I'll put on my glasses.
So here's, I'll read
You go.
Conrad's dad's. This is our question tonight is, what should the drinking age be in Wisconsin? What do you think it should be?
I think it should go back to 18. I've always thought that.
Why not?
I know. Who cares? We're 18 years old. You can vote. You can go to war. You should be able to do whatever you want, you know? And I think we should legalize weed.
Absolutely.
Okay? I'm all about it.
That's coming. That's got to happen at some point.
I know, because I'm sick of carrying it.
And, you mean marijuana, though, not the weeds in the yard.
No, I mean marijuana.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, good. Because the weeds in the yard.
Yeah, I don't like
it. I have a problem with those either.
No grow May, or whatever the heck it's called. No cut May. What is guy?
I don't know. I'm not a yard guy to begin with.
You're not a yard guy?
I'm not.
You're not.
I was happy renting most of my adult life.
I got to tell you, I live in Brilliant, Wisconsin, home of Aaron's company, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I got an Aaron's snowblower. I got an Aaron's lawnmower. It's self-propelled. I still hate it. I don't like doing it. Yeah. My kids, I got a 12-year-old son. He won't do it.
Oh, you got a son that's 12. You make him cut the grass, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Will he? No.
Because
he doesn't do it right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That's fun.
I'll make him do it.
Yeah, someday. I have allergies too. Conrad is suffering from allergies tonight.
Sorry, Conrad.
It's all right.
He still showed up.
Antihistamine,
you know.
Buddy.
That's right. That's right.
Do it.
So Steve from the 920 says, I think the drinking age in Wisconsin should be 19 years old for just beer, like the minor bars of the past, and then 21 years old for hard liquor. It seems to work for my mom and dad back in the late 50s and early 60s. But Steve, how would you know that?
Well, maybe you talked to mom and dad, and they did that near beer. What is that? It was like 3%,
3/3 or something like that.
Yeah. What was it? Like Sharp?
I don't know.
Or O'Doul's?
O'Doul's. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And then here's Conrad's mom.
Conrad's mom. Let's see what she says.
She says
I like the idea of the minor bars at 18, or if not, it should be 19, since a lot of 18-year-olds are still in high school. You know, that's true.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I was 16, and there was a bar in Green Bay called Club Safari. That was our place. And every Tuesday night, I was there because it was double bubble. And 16 years old, I'm drinking double amaretto and Cokes, baby. I kid you not. I
think you have like a fake ID or something?
No, it was 18-year-old drinking age. If you looked 18, you know, you got in, you know? You kind of act like you're 18. There was a place called Sebastian's back in the day.
I remember that place.
I loved to dance. And this was 1981. And I'd be out there just dancing. And, you know, you think they would have known because I'm ordering amaretto and sours and amaretto.
Right.
You know, I'll take something that doesn't taste like alcohol. I should have went out thinking Jack and Coke.
I still remember those commercials at Sebastian's.
Yes!
They actually had pictures of people dancing. I remember my friends and I in the neighborhood, we were in grade school. Like, what goes on in there?
You know? It's pretty cool. But, you know, the cool thing about it? It was just packed all the time in, the 80s where it was like fashion. It was fashion, man. It was so cool. And now it's a laundromat. I don't know if you remember. It was on Main Street, Main and East Main. And it's a laundromat now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Great. Same memories. Building?
Same building. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's hilarious.
I know the guy owns it.
You go in there. That's so funny.
Yeah.
We were talking about, I already forgot what I wanted to ask you.
Well, you were the UP boy that was 21, so you had to come to Wisconsin, right?
No, we were in Wisconsin. We were in Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
I moved here in junior high, and it was, I remember the border deaths.
Yes.
Was a big reason they changed
everything.
But I remember I got grandfathered in because I was 18.
Yes.
When they changed it to 19.
Yes.
1984, 1985.
That's right.
And I could drink. My wife is 6 months younger than me, and she didn't miss the cutoff. So I'm going to be like, I'm going to go in the bar.
Yeah. It is what it because, I mean, I think about those days, and I'd really like to know what were, you know, the statistics, you know, what were the, you know, alcohol-related deaths, you know, that was the big thing, you know, the why. And, of course, taxation on the, we get money from the federal government for the roads. Was a big talk about getting funds to build roads from the federal government if we didn't change it to 21.
You know what else I remember though? Like I'm so in the middle on this because I think it should be I could live with 19 because I'm with you. And even if it's 18, you go to fight in a war, you should be able to have a beer, vote, whatever. I remember kids driving around with booze in the car, like open, just like that's what you do. And I wonder if the statistics for accidents then and what they are now, if they're that different, given.
I don't know.
We'd have to look. You know?
I don't know. You know, because you didn't. Well, the news is everywhere right now. Back then, you didn't hear about it.
Right.
You know, they didn't talk about it, you know.
Conrad, take a memo.
Yeah.
We need to look into this. We need to do a deep dive.
Deep dive into statistics of the highway department. Call the DMV now. We want to know. We have listeners.
Hey, speaking of cocktails, you can have a drink. People can have a drink if they want when they go to a Let Me Be Frank production.
Nice segue.
Isn't that nice?
Wow, that was smooth.
5 months in the business, buddy. tell us about Girls on Thin Ice.
Let me tell you a little story about this because people are like, there's really no ice fishing in this show. I wrote a show called Girls on Ice. It was a spoof about girls ice fishing. And, you know, there was a great show called Guys on Ice that the guys up at Northern Lights Theater wrote, and it was a big hit. So I thought I'd, you know, spoon off that like I do everything else, you know, call it Girls on Ice. And but I did that one back in 2010 or 2011, and it was about the girls going to St. Norbert College, getting the swinging nights and losing one of the singers and how they handled that because she went off to work for the FBI, blah, blah, blah. Funny, funny story. It's about girls' personalities and how they are in college. And I had a great time writing those shows. I'm a guy, and I was writing like I was a female, and I had my wife to help me. It was so fun to write that show. So this is a prequel to that show. 1989, the girls are in college, and they're auditioning two new folks to join the Swinging Nights. And there's only room for one more girl, but they got two girls that come in. One is pregnant. And says she could be around for 3 more months. Because that's the end of the year. And one has an obligation that she has to do. And they don't know about it. They like both the girls, but they choose the one that's not pregnant, you know? And so the pregnant girl becomes the alternate. And she ends up subbing more for all the other girls because one's an alcoholic. You'll find there's five different personalities.
That's awesome.
It's so fun. And it's all music from the 1980s.
So is it based on true stuff then? It
sounds crap up.
I make everything. I knew you did, but this sounds like.
Well, there is a Swinging Nights. Okay, Swinging Nights at St. Norbert College. Most of my girls went to St. Norbert College and were in Swinging Nights. So a lot of insight on personalities was from them. And I know each girl so well. So I made their personality and I multiplied it times 10 is what I did. And it's very funny, the interactions of these girls and the way they sing. First of all I call them my super group because they're five girls that all can belt and all can sing really well. Two of them don't do a lot of Let Me Be Frank shows anymore because they have babies, they're married, they're doing the family thing, but they're coming back for the show. Casey Schumacher and Kelly Gusloff, and they're just fantastic. You know, we've had four rehearsals and they could go on stage right now. It makes me mad. I can't say that word. It makes me mad that they can do it, and I don't remember what the show is about.
You got to write your lines on the back of the... No, but like, how long does it take you? Every time I turn around, you have a new show.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to write these things?
Well, I'm thinking about it, okay? Like, the next show is called Bay Beach Baby. It's about Bay Beach, Beach Boy music, the history of Bay Beach. And one of the things that I know about Bay Beach is that over 700 couples met there and got married.
So that's, really?
Yes. It's an unknown fact that I just made up. But so that's kind of what
you sucked me in again.
But you know, the way I write, 10% of it is true, 90% is made up. So I get a base, and then my mind wanders. I really love writing dialogue. That's what I've always, my passion has been always been writing comedy, writing dialogue. I love writing. So and the way I write is how I think. So. Of course, I have many folks in my troupe who are very good at improv, and they can take a character and move with it. Now, this show especially was
was dear to me because it was, we're going back to our roots, dinner theater, roots, not roots. A great movie back in the
Soot.
Yeah. TV sitcom. But anyway, back in when I wrote this show, when we first started, we were dinner theater.
Yeah.
I owned the sports corner. We had dinner theater. And then we went to the Meyer Theater 18 years ago. We've been there. They gave me the key to city. Wow. And we don't serve dinner anymore. So I wanted to go back to our roots. God, I keep saying roots. Hey, go back to our roots. Hey, what's the last thing a redneck says before he dies? Watch this. Anyway, sorry. You know that joke. But back to our roots. And dinner theater. So it's at the Meyer Theater at the backstage lounge. It's not in the big theater.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, okay. It's at the backstage May 8th. Through May 11th, 5 shows. We get, you know, dinner at 6, shows at 7:30. On Saturday, we got a matinee at 1 p.m., and the show's at 2 p.m. It's an Italian buffet, you know, chicken Florentine, spaghetti meatballs, all the good stuff. And, yeah, it's $65 a person.
You don't want the girls on the thin ice hitting the buffet. I'm just guessing.
See, there you go. There's no ice. There's no ice in this show.
But, okay. So the backstage, that's kind of cool. So. Yeah. But I got to tell you, it's someone, and I've done some writing too. To put that much work in it and only get a weekend out of it, is that frustrating?
You know, no.
Because you're anxious to move on?
I got to tell you, I get sick of shows. We just did WIR Nights, great selling show, and I raced cars on stage, and it was a fun show. That last week, fourth week, I was ready for something else. I'm ready to move on, and I just like it. And I know what you're saying. Do you want more, I guess, residual or more out of what you do? But you know what? I can always write another one.
Yeah.
Or I can bring it back. I wrote a show called The Death of Al / Alice Capone 10 years ago. It's about Al Capone being a cross-dresser. And I have done that show probably 100 times in the last 10 years for private parties. And that show has grossed over $150,000.
Get out of here.
One show.
Wow.
So isn't that so I can take these shows and do them for a private event or shape them into something else. I have them, always have them in my back pocket.
How much do you make a year, Frank?
My guest I pay is, quarterly. Okay. Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, I do too. But I don't make it much. My guest is Frank Hermans. Always fun to have Frank in the studio. He's going to sing. We're going to laugh some more. We're going to talk about Girls on Ice. All that coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't hear a sound, folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day.
Welcome back. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwab is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company. It's all right. It's good background music.
Yeah, I love it.
Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. We will be doing the show there next Tuesday night.
My wife is in love with Minocqua Brewing, and so am I. And we follow them, and I actually buy their beer. I get it at, where do I get it? It's the big store. It's the only place I can get it in town. The Woodman's.
Oh, Woodman's.
Woodman's, yeah. And I like the Biden beer. I mean, I love it. And we're going to get down to Madison there someday and visit.
It's a beautiful space. Yeah, I'm excited to do that from here. You'll have to. If you're ever down there when I'm down there, we could do this down there.
We could. I like it. I like it. Can do it.
You sing everywhere though.
I do.
You go everywhere in Wisconsin. Where's your favorite place? I assume you're a Green Bay guy. This is your favorite, but where do you like to go?
You know, I do like it when I go someplace and nobody knows me.
Yeah.
When you go and do a show, for instance, I did a fam show. Have you ever heard of what a fam show is? Uh-uh. A fam show is where you invite bus tours in. And these people, first of all, they don't want to be there. They're coming to see entertainment to book bus tours. And they're like, okay, we got to go. It's free. So I did one the other day, 30 bus tours from all over the, one was from Arkansas, one was from, they were all over the country. And I'm a member of Circle Wisconsin. So I did our Elvis and Reba show, which is my wife. She does Reba and I do Elvis. We've done it in Vegas a couple times. And these folks, their jaws dropped. They were like, this is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I booked two bus tours that night, one from Arkansas, and where was the other one from? I think it was from Minnesota. And they're coming to see a show this summer called Bay Beach Boys, bringing a group of 55
nice.
On a matinee. And they're like, are all your shows like this? I go, well, this is different. You know, this is like a tribute show, but it's comedy. We do comedy. You know, Elvis to me was funny. Elvis was a funny man, and I try to make him funny. And so I do this bit where I do this I show how much I know karate. So I do a song that Elvis sang back in 1969, Caught in a Trap, and I'm kicking over a microphone. I make it higher and higher. Well, don't I kick the frickin' microphone and it sails on the table? And they thought that was the funniest thing in the world. And all I'm thinking is, lawsuits.
Right, this could be it for me.
So, and that's what did it. So I do like performing for folks who have never seen us before, because then they're like, wow.
Then you know, you're like, then okay, I know.
Yeah.
I'm bringing
because
it.
I think in this community, I've been around a long time. Everybody's been to a show or something, and I still want to wow them and ow them, but sometimes getting that new person in that sees my wife, wow, she sounds and looks just like Reba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know she does, but then it's that affirmation also.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and especially in front of a crowd that doesn't know you.
That doesn't know, yeah.
Because around here in, you know, I'm sure you're going to choose your words carefully, but everywhere you go here, does that get exhausting when you might not be in the mood to talk? You're still a great guy.
I love it.
But
I'm sorry, Pete. I'm this way all the time. My wife even said, people come up to her, is he like this at home? Yes.
Wow.
I'm high energy. I always have been. I'm an optimist. I love people. I love helping. I'm a community-driven person also. I have kids. I got 7 kids, Pete. You know, I know.
Good. You have 7 kids?
I do have a 34-year-old son in Milwaukee, and I have a 10-year-old or 7-year-old daughter. So all in between. 3 at home yet. So, yeah. That's why I'm never going to quit working, Pete. I'm always going to write shows. And my wife and I, we got this Elvis and Reba show down really well. So what I'm thinking, we're going to follow our last kid where she goes to college, and we're just going to hit all the senior circuits. Hey, man, let's do some Elvis, man. We'll make some money.
Are your kids into this
stuff?
Yes. Like,
oh,
they
my
sing?
God.
Did they inherit? If you both can sing, I would imagine they're all.
I got 3 boys that, four altogether, because my 24-year-old son is actually a full-time member of Let Me Be Frank's, and he's like a Justin Bieber.
Oh, fantastic.
He's got that flexible voice and makes me mad that he can do it. There you go.
Right.
Almost said it again. Beep. Anyway, but he is so talented. And plus, he looks like James Franco. The guy's got it all. So, and I want to, and I say, I think he should go on, but he stays with me, makes a little money, and he's very funny, and he can sing. And then I got a 12-year-old son who is a virtuoso on drums, guitar, and piano, can play anything.
Wow.
I know. And he's got like perfect pitch like his mom. So, can sing anything. See, for me, I am a work in progress at everything I do. I had to learn how to play guitar, I had to learn how to sing. It took me time and harmonies. I'm not a good harmony picker outer. Once I play the notes, I'll get it. But he can just hear something. Sing. Oh, I need a 7th here. Okay. I need the 9th. Who are you? You're your mom. And then I have a 10-year-old son who has got that Michael McDonald voice. He's got that thing in his back voice.
He's got a cool voice.
Oh,
I love Michael.
He sounds
McDonald.
Like I'm like, dude, keep that up. And he's got good range. And then my 8-year-old daughter, I mean, she knows every Taylor Swift song already.
Oh,
and can
nice.
Dance. So I'm going to make some money off those kids.
Do you guys jam at home? Do you play
time.
And all sing together?
Oh, yeah. We have a music room. There is never a quiet moment in our house. We got a full drum set, full guitar, bass, piano. We are always performing. We're always jamming. Or we're learning something. Like the kids, when they got their musical, my son was a lead in Annie. He played a rooster. And and my other son is singing the national anthem for, what is he singing for? Is it the Timber Rattlers? Anyway, my 10-year-old son.
Nice.
So he's rehearsing. It's something is always going on musically in our house, and it's never boring. And people always say, how can you take it? How can you stand it? I love it. I love every second of it. And it's so gratifying to me that the kids don't, you know, sometimes, dad, I don't like what you do. You know, you in theater, who cares? I got a few kids like that.
A couple of them are. I forget their names.
No. Here, Austin, Katrina, if they're listening, they're not. But so they enjoy what we do, you know. And
that's so great.
We get them on stage. Harrison, my 12-year-old, is in the summer show He's playing. He can sing all that high Beach Boy stuff, so he'll be doing.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. You know, all right. So I've done. I used to do a lot of traveling all around. Yeah. I have to say, if you're listening right now, come and check out Girls on Thin Ice. And if you have not, I doubt there's anybody in Green Bay that hasn't been to one of your shows. But this guy, Frank Hermans, there isn't a Frank Hermans in every town the size of Green Bay.
Oh,
like well, the fact that you do this here.
Yeah.
I hope, I think the community totally appreciates you.
They do.
You must feel appreciated.
Yeah.
So, but if you have not seen one of Frank's shows, you got to check it out because, and I sound like I'm gushing here, but you're a treasure. This is a great thing for Green Bay.
I appreciate that, Pete. Because I mean, we employ 13 people full time that make their living doing theater in Green Bay.
It's nuts.
And you know, I'm humbled and I'm humbled that the people that work for me stay here because they could go to Chicago or New York. You know, the cool thing, I always, the girls, get married and have babies, you'll stay here. So that's what happens.
That's what you encourage.
Yeah, I encourage that.
Are you a grandfather?
I am.
Are
you? I have a grandson, Baron. He is 2 years old. They live in Milwaukee, so, yeah.
He's singing, is he singing?
He's gone, dad, gag, grandpa.
He's getting there.
Yeah.
So we thought it would be funny.
I haven't seen
him in
a while.
I'm looking forward to hearing you play. That'll be fun. But we put together a little Elvis quiz for you.
You did? Okay,
kind of a name that tune type thing.
Let's do it.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Conrad? How are we doing there? Are you?
Oh, we're doing great.
So, Conrad, I want to say we have, you know, all of Elvis's stuff.
I do.
Pretty much.
Most of them. Right. I know. We'll see. Steve can stump me.
Let's open with a showstopper. Let's bring the heavy artillery right away, Conrad.
Then
we'll segue and Frank will sing some of That's coming up next on Nightlight. Frank Hermans is here hanging out on a Wednesday night. I'm Pete Schwab. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me.
Like it. Thank you very much.
Miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwab podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwab anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwab. I believe in
miracles. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday.
You sick thing, you.
Frank Hermans is here. We were just talking about the Spinners, and I said that I told Frank.
That was a funny story, man.
I honestly, God, that song, Conrad, it's called Games People
yeah,
Play.
Yeah.
That guy's voice, I thought it was a woman. I'm like, I love this woman.
Same.
I'm going to leave my wife and marry this person because I love her voice so much. And I find out it's a guy with a curly Q mustache. I still love him. Voice is like,
it's so
gorgeous.
Pure.
It's incredible.
I know. It's hard to imitate that voice. It's so good.
So we got a text here from, is this a new texter, Conrad? James from Madison.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think the, no, that's a good thing. For
is it? Okay.
I said, uh-oh. We're not in trouble here, Frank.
Okay.
He thinks he's going to take his liquor license from the Meyer Theaters. He says, hi, I think that the drinking age should be 18. Yeah. I'm from England. Ah, there you go. Mm-hmm. And the drinking age there is 18, and it works quite well.
It does.
And he says, yes, I am James from Madison. James, great to have you. Thanks for the text. He continues and says, also, a ton of underage kids getting into bars and drinking, so why don't we just lower the age limit and encourage more than bars instead of home or elsewhere? Aren't you safer, though, if you drink at home?
Are you?
Well,
yeah.
I guess.
I think a bar, first of all, you're social, you're moving around, and you're getting that liquor out of your system. When you're at home, watching TV, depression might set in.
Sitting there.
I got to tell you, alcohol is not a stimulant.
No, it's not.
You know, and it can cause, what it does, it amplifies whatever your mood is.
You're feeling.
Whatever
right.
You're feeling at that time. And it can be good, it can be bad, you know, and that's.
I got to be honest, I have not quit drinking forever, Frank, but I haven't had a drink in about 17 months.
Yeah.
And it was either that or joined the military. So I said, all right, I'll stop my age and I don't want to be doing basic. I feel great. Like I don't. I miss having a martini once in a while or an old fashioned, but
well, liquor is poison. You know,
it is.
It's actually poison.
You drink?
Not that often.
Yeah, you don't seem like
you know what we could do? We should do a show and drink the whole time. I would do that.
Oh, wow.
Just for the heck of it.
Conrad, memo.
Memo.
Can we do that?
Can we get a sponsor, like some scotch or somebody? There you go.
Monaco Brewing. Maybe we'll talk to Kirk. Maybe I'll do something like that.
I'll drink 7 Biden beers in 2 hours.
And we'll track it like it's a science experiment. Yes. That's how we couch it, right?
And how many slurs happen. It is, you know, I'm not a big drinker. Never have been.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of our culture.
Right.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was in a band back in the 80s and 90s, I was putting it back. You know, I was doing Cuervo on stage and, you know, doing some things. I thought it made me better, you know?
Yeah.
You know, cut down the fear. I can't have a drink before I do a show now. I need to be 100% focused.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, I do a football fundraiser for a Marinette local youth football club. Yep. And I was doing that. When we moved back here, I started doing it. They said, hey, can you bring comics? So once a year, I bring a good friend of mine up and we get to hang out and do stand up together. That's the only time I go on stage anymore to do stand up comedy. It was once a year.
Okay.
I would have a big old drink before.
Calm me down.
Because I would do 2-3 sips. It's not going to affect my act. But I was nervous, like, because I wasn't on stage performing. Like, you're in a groove, man. You put up 8 shows a year. You don't need that. That's the last thing you can think about when you're like sitting around all year dreading one night where you have to go on stage. It's like, give me a
drink. If it was that, I could see that. Now, if I am feeling comfortable about something, if I'm comfortable in a show, because I got to tell you, there's a lot to remember. And, if you're not sharp and you screw up a line and it's an intro for somebody else or somebody else has to react to it, you don't want to do that.
You know?
And I've done it. I've done it before. And then we just improv it off. But the whole thing is you want to stay sharp. Now, if I'm comfortable, like if I'm doing an Elvis show, and when we're in Vegas, we did a couple shows in Vegas, I was feeling pretty comfortable.
You must crush in Vegas.
You know what? We did okay. We did all right. We play the Plaza Casino, and we're going back there in March next year. It's okay. I don't know if I'd want to live there.
Yeah.
No. I've been to Vegas, 30 times. Got married there. Got married by Elvis. Amy and I got married. We did the whole thing. But, now when I go to Vegas, you know what I do? I go find ghost towns. I don't gamble. I don't go to a few shows. I try and check shows. But I love ghost towns. And there are more ghost towns in Nevada than any other state because of the gold rush in the 1890s.
No
little
kidding.
Fact you did not know. Yes.
Oh, that's really cool.
Crazy stuff.
From the 715, Joe says 18 or 25 for a drinking age. Oh, okay. That's not bad. 25 is a little... No one's waiting until they're 20.
Well,
if you're gonna drink, you're gonna drink.
Yeah. Right? As men, we don't mature until we're in our 40s. So
I'm still working on it.
Are you still working on it?
You're pretty mature though, Frank.
Am I?
You're more mature than me.
I don't know.
What do you think, Conrad? Who's more mature?
Oh,
come on, Conrad.
Nervous laughter.
Myself.
You're so there. Thank you.
Conrad. Wow, winner. Crazy here.
Winner.
From the 262, while I enjoy having Don Rosen back on the air at WRJN.
Well, did you read the rest of it?
Did you screen this one?
Yeah, I did.
You got to tell me not to read that.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Just
avoid that one. I don't know who this guy is, but
okay.
I think we're going to have a throwdown.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I didn't read the whole text. I'm not going to.
You know, as a performer, you got a thick skin just like that, man.
Yeah.
I tell you what, back 25 years ago, if somebody didn't like me, I'd go out and talk to them. Why don't you like me?
Oh, wow.
It just happens. And because I want to know. What I do to offend you? Nobody's going to... Everybody's not going to like you, no matter what, no matter how nice you are, no matter how good you are, what you do for your community, you might just
not be someone's cup of tea.
Exactly.
Or you can be the most, there are people that didn't like Sinatra. Really?
Okay. Come on. There's people that don't like Elvis.
Yeah.
There are.
As a martial artist?
As a martial artist?
As a singer?
Both.
Hey, speaking of, we're like already... Let's sing something.
You want a song?
When I say let's, I mean you.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Are you going to do something from the show or just?
I'm going to do some Elvis.
Oh, I love it.
You know, I got to do a little Elvis because we're talking about. Her. See if you remember the one. It's from
Frank
Kissing
Hermans.
Cousins.
Oh, nice.
A very old friend, came by today. And he was telling everyone in town of the love that he had found. And Marie, his name, of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the prettiest blackest hair, prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning.
I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still my head kept a-turning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday that girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? Anne-Marie's the name of his latest fame. Anne-Marie's the name of his latest flame. You know, those songs were like 2 minutes long.
I love it.
Back in the day, 2 minutes, baby.
It's like a polka song.
It kind of is. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What kind of guitar is it?
This is an Epiphone. It's a ripoff of a Gibson. I would love to have the Gibson Elvis guitar. This is the big wide body that he would use, the white guitar. And so this is the kind of the Elvis guitar. Look how beat up it is. I've dropped it a few times.
That's but gritty. I love a beat gritty. Up guitar.
Lots of this guitar cost me $550 like 20 years ago, and I beat the crap out of it. Is that my wife behind us?
I think it is.
She want to let her in?
I think Amy.
Yeah, Amy's here. Yeah, she didn't text me. Oh, good. She's here. Maybe we can have her sing a song too.
Can you guys do something like as Elvis and Reba? What do you like to sing with
her? How about we do? You know what we can do? Let's do a little Johnny and June Cash.
Oh my God!
Would you like that?
Love it. Yes.
She'll come in right now. We'll hang on. Honey, come on. Let's sing. How'd rehearsal go, honey?
Hi, Amy. Hi. How do you do? Nice to meet you.
And my wife, Amy Reamer from Girls on Thin Ice. By the way, my wife, Amy, she plays the drunk in the Girls on Thin Ice. She is the party girl.
Okay, so. But
party girl. Is that what you're going to say, party girl? Okay.
Drunk.
I shouldn't say that.
Do you want some water or something, Amy?
Dude, I'm good.
How about a milkshake?
I'm good.
How about some lamb chops?
We got it all here.
We got a kitchen. Conrad, lamb chops.
Sounds good.
Conrad is that good. He would do it. He could find it.
As soon as I got here, moxie. Conrad goes, water? Would you like water? Yes, I would. Would you like M&M's?
That's what...
Did you take the green ones?
We want to make you guys feel at home. So, Amy, how was rehearsal? It's Girls on Thin Ice. How did it go tonight?
It went really well. Every night we're pretty good. You know, we've done the show before and everybody is just so good at preparing and they do homework. They rehearse on their own, practicing their songs, and we sent videos of all the dances and everybody's practicing on their own. So when we get together, we're pretty much just kind of putting the polish on it.
That's so great.
And memorizing.
What a great feeling, right? When you're in the home stretch.
Mm-hmm. It
feels
great.
The show is Girls on Thin Ice, and it starts May 8th at the Meyer Backstage Theater, and it runs May 8th through May 11th, folks. So if you're listening and you want to see... I can't imagine someone has not seen a Let Me Be Frank production.
There still are people in this area that haven't. Yeah, we get
definitely
check
it out.
Every time, how many new first timers Let Me Be Franks? And they'll raise their hand. And I always ask,
kidding.
Where are you from? Oh, we're from Green Bay. I go, East Side or West Side?
But you must get a lot of people that come in from smaller communities too, I would imagine. I think my folks have been down numerous times.
We have season ticket holders in Manistique, Michigan and Rockford, Illinois.
Wow.
So you know, we got and all the way out west to Eau Claire, you know, all the way to the east coast of Kewaunee. So
where's Kewaunee?
I have no idea.
Isn't that where you're from Kewaskum.
Yeah. Kewaskum, Kewaunee. You know,
close enough.
They're Algonquin names. Algonquin.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
And
thank you.
The Algonquins probably love a little
if you say things correctly.
So 150 performances you guys have had. You've done 149 shows?
146 shows we've written in the last 25 years.
Wow.
And if you really, now we do 80 performances a year at the Meyer, plus about another 60 offsite at other places. So basically, you know, we have, you know, if you just multiply 160 times 25, that's a lot of shows.
That's a lot of shows.
We got to support 7 children, so.
So there's more shows to come.
Well, even the adult ones need support.
Yes.
So do you guys want to sing something? Sure. We have, we got a few minutes.
Let's do it.
Let's do something together. This is Frank and Amy.
You'll know this one.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Hello, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hill.
Ha ha!
Go
hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
Yeah, I'll go into Jackson.
Close. See if I care.
When I drive into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna teach me. Teach them what they don't know how. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. That's a fact. Oh, my coat, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Wow, you prepared for this. Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Sing it, baby.
The laugh at you in Jackson. And I'll be dancing on a pony cake.
Yee-haw!
They'll lead you around town like the scolded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson. You big talking man.
That's me.
And I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my Japan fan. We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out.
Woo!
That's Frank and Amy.
I didn't
you
remember
guys,
that song
was...
too much, did I?
Really?
Did I know
I
all
didn't
the words?
Notice.
Shut up. Okay.
So that's Johnny Cash
and June Cash.
And June Cash. Yeah. And it's sounded like right out of the Coen Brothers movie.
Totally.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh,
it was
yes.
Great. Do you hear Alison Krauss comparisons ever, Amy, to your voice?
I have not heard that. I've sung many of her songs like for weddings and stuff like that, but I had never had a comparison.
I'm speechless. I'm without speech.
You're
and yet
without
I'm talking.
Speech. That's so one thing about Amy, she has a very flexible voice and can impersonate many, many different people from Reba.
Which comes in handy with your shows, I'm sure.
It does.
Oh, yeah, we
it
sing
does.
All different kinds of songs.
All right, Frank and Amy are here. We have a few more minutes with them coming up next. Maybe they'll sing something. Maybe we'll do an Elvis quiz, but the singing's more fun, actually. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me. Welcome back. Bridget from the 818 says, this is in reference to our drinking age question. What do you think the drinking age should be? She says 23 or 24.
Wow.
Keep drinking out of high school and college. People associate drinking in college. Why? College offers so many opportunities. Why waste it? Probably because of Animal House. Right?
Exactly.
John Belushi. That's why people, I mean, I don't know. That's really the first time you go party.
Yeah.
When you leave home.
It's because you can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
When you take something away, the first thing you want to do as a kid is do it.
Right.
And if with our kids, we're not letting them drink, but if you offer suggestions, if you take something away, that if you want to experiment and, you know, do theater or do something, let's try that. You know?
Right.
I'm not going to shy you away from something.
We steer them towards positivity.
Yes.
Exactly. No, that's
positivity.
Great.
Yeah.
And I always say, like, when my kids were going out into the world, I know they didn't drink in high school, and I said, I want you, if you plan on drinking in college, I'd like you to have a drink at home first. See how it affects you. Have a beer, have a glass of wine. And, you know, my son is like, I don't think he drank till he was like a junior. I didn't even drink till I was a freshman in college, like spring of that year. So I was,
Wow, dude. I was in seventh grade. I kid you not. Yeah.
Well, my drinking age was 18.
Yeah, my mom, my dad.
You weren't 18 in seventh grade.
My dad would bring us to the bar and, get us a Kit Kat, and he'd sit there and drink beer, and we'd play pool. This happened four times
a
week.
That is such a Wisconsin story.
Totally.
I love that.
Totally. And I'd eat eight Snicker bars. I don't even know.
But, so you had a sugar buzz going.
But then after a while, my brother Mike and I go, hey, we should try one. Yeah. And then we'd have beer with my dad.
Did you sneak him?
No.
Or he would give it to you?
Give us beer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Different time.
And you turned out okay.
Did I?
Well,
yes,
I
should ask Amy.
Define okay.
You know what you learn? You learn how much. You learn not to. You learn to handle yourself. And that's one of the things. And that's what happens in college. Sometimes you do too much and bad things happen.
And you're right. You do learn how to handle it. And I'll be honest. I am hammered right now. And I don't think either one of you have any idea
how much I put away. I thought that was your aftershave.
Conrad stoned out of his mind. Yeah, yeah, I mean, whoa. This is
like, you took a ride to Menominee, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Gunnies, baby.
Should we, Conrad, this is your jukebox, buddy. What do you say? Should we do another song or let's save
give
the
me
Elvis
some
quiz.
Elvis? Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
let's do it.
All right, let's do a couple minutes of Elvis.
Yeah.
Then we'll close it out with a song.
We can play any song anytime.
All right.
Yeah,
so I got like 10 seconds of songs. You just name the title of it.
Okay.
Get ready with the
ready,
bell,
honey?
Too.
Here we go.
You're a tear snatcher. You're a quarry patcher.
What is this?
Yes!
Break my heart anymore.
Tear snatcher.
For I have just
no.
Oh! I have never heard that song in my life.
Ooh.
Did that make the top 40?
Went into the vault for that one.
That's like 1956.
Wow.
He sounds very young.
Yeah, very young.
He's called You're a Heartbreaker.
You're a Heartbreaker. Oh. See, that's where I was going.
I like the song.
Cool song. Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Oh, Caught in a Trap. Oh. Come on. I can name that three
Suspicious
notes.
Suspicious Minds is actually the title
of
the song.
Suspicious Minds.
Caught in a Trap is one of the lyrics.
Thank you for it's called Caught in a Suspicious Minds. Sorry.
Get thanks, it right.
All right, do another one.
Yeah.
I gave a letter to
Return
the
to Center.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Shut it.
Frank Hermes is just getting.
I'm kidding, honey.
He's just
totally
rolling
kidding.
Now.
He's calling you out.
I know.
He's got
thanks,
momentum.
Babe. Yeah, I'm
keeping you
it.
Honest.
Yeah.
And they're arguing. I'm trying to ignore it. It's awkward in the studio. Quickly, Conrad, get to another song.
I think it's so lonely, baby. I think it's so lonely.
I could die.
It's so lonely.
Come on, honey.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah. See, I had to give her one.
It's a good thing you showed up tonight,
thank
baby.
You for
come on,
throwing,
honey.
Throwing me a bone.
You know
there.
This
thank
one.
You.
Come on.
All right. He's two. It's 2-2, right? He's
two,
missed two and got two.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. You got to go out on a winning note, though.
Give me
and
one
then
more.
We'll play a song. All right. Go ahead,
more.
Buddy.
Feel my temperature rising.
Burn it, love. She mouthed it to me. Did you see that?
I didn't see it.
Did you
I
see?
Wasn't
going to
say anything,
she goes,
though.
You're just not good at names.
I've never
people,
been good at names or right
songs.
Or left.
But is it Hunka Hunka Burnin' Love or is it just Burnin' Love?
Burnin' Love.
Just Burnin' Love, yeah.
That's one of the greatest songs ever.
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
You should
more.
Learn that one sometime.
Okay. I do that.
You was high class.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was just that. Jailhouse Rock.
Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just
right.
The bell kind of ruined it. That's one thing I think Elvis
you
was like.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. I'm sorry.
Hound dog. Hound dog. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Same song. Same song.
Jailhouse Rock, Hound Dog.
So, yeah.
Exactly the same
this
song.
This is so great. Having you guys here.
Oh,
this is fun.
God. Oh, thank you.
I'm glad Amy still feels like talking to you because you just came from what I'm guessing was a pretty intense dress rehearsal. Are you in dress rehearsals yet?
No. This is actually our
May 1st.
Third,
oh, you got a week.
Third rehearsal.
Yeah. We dress rehearsals on Tuesday night. Yeah.
Next
Tuesday.
So you open on a Tuesday.
We open on a
Wednesday.
Or Wednesday.
But we have a group of folks that come see us for every dress rehearsal. They pay a half the fee. And so we can see if we make them laugh. If we make them laugh, we know we're okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the show is Girls on Thin Ice.
Yep.
It's at the Meyer Backstage Theater. Where can people get tickets?
MeyerTheater.org.
Okay.
Go online or they can call TicketStar 920-494-3401 if they want to talk to somebody.
And it's only 3 days. It's May 8th through the 11th.
4 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Two
okay,
shows
so
on Saturday.
I forgot
we have
you're
a matinee
drinking.
On Saturday.
I
am.
I forgot you're
oh,
drinking.
Yeah. We take
hammered.
That into account.
It
hey,
makes
Minocqua
my drive.
Brewery. He loves Minocqua Brewery, honey.
They're a sponsor.
Yeah.
A sponsor.
He's going to go
I
and
love,
I know you
we,
do.
We put our name on a can in the Madison Tap Room. We sent them money to
we
put
did.
Our name on a can.
Yeah.
The one that just opened.
The one
correct.
That just opened,
we'll,
yep.
Next Tuesday, we're
look
doing
for
our show
name.
From that.
I have my
definitely
Fair
will.
Maps t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet Kirk loved that. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
I get his emails. Yep.
Yeah, he sends those emails. Mm-hmm. Are like the time he puts into those. It's like a screenplay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, 25th season, 146 shows. If you haven't seen it, check out Girls on Thin Ice. It's opening next Wednesday night. You won't regret it. Frank Hermans, Amy, so great to have you guys
you.
Here. You want to play us out?
Oh, let me grab my guitar. Hey, let's
so,
do it.
Thank you to all my guests. Thank you to Tim Sowers. Thanks for all your texts. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight. And this is Frank Hermans and Amy in studio. Closing out the show.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this segregation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fire.
side, a little less spark, a little more bite, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your eyes, so baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me,
baby.
Satisfy me.
Come along with me and listen to the music. I'm gonna do a summer breeze. It's a groovy night, I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease, yeah. Little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less spark. A little more bite, a little more bark. Close your mouth and open up your eyes. So baby, satisfy me.
Satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby.
Satisfy me.
Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start.
Frank and Amy.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.